This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Got the number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lawrence Taylor!
Call him every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise and shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, and away we go. It is DiPietro. It is Rothenberg. One of the great sports weekends we've seen in a very long time. Rick, you weren't here on Friday. Grasa, I think he more than adequately held down the fort. We're happy to have you back, and let's get rolling here. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, David. I am still enjoying the aftermath of what was a championship weekend.
For Milo and his team?
For Milo and his team, yeah.
Really?
Yes, there was a cup, there was medals.
Did you coach this team?
I did coach this team.
Nice.
To the point, David, where we had a celebratory stop at Pepe's in New Haven.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
As a team or as an individual family?
As a family.
Nice.
And my mouth is devastated.
Why? From the heated pizza?
The second that pizza came out of the oven.
Hey, you're an idiot.
It went right into the mouth, and my mouth is just destroyed.
I mean, what's the matter with you?
I couldn't help myself. You should have seen the look of this pizza when it came out of the oven.
Yeah, but if you wait 5 minutes, now it's scrubbed. Because when it's that hot anyway, it's not delicious.
Well, I blew on it for a second. I adequately blew.
You can't just wait the 5 minutes, huh?
I couldn't. I was so hungry.
Oh, look at this. I didn't even know this.
What?
Mel Kiper's joining us today.
Yeah, speaking of Mel Kiper, too.
What?
Yeah, what?
What?
So, I'm getting prepared for this big trip. Bunch of games. I mean, you got three kids. There's lots of stuff happening. And I said to my wife before we left, I said, hey, we have to stop and get this package out to Mel.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. She's like, well, we're supposed to meet your grandmother. And you're like, it's just going to... I said, it doesn't matter. Nana can wait. This is the week of the draft. We need Mel Monday. We need Mel Thursday. We need him Friday. We need him Monday.
Yep.
Mel needs the good stuff.
Okay.
So, all packed up, all iced up. I put a couple extra ice in there. I got 15 fat-free Ready Whips.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
All boxed up. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Wrapped it extra times just so nothing happens.
Gorgeous.
Get to my place.
Oh, no.
Yeah, here's a cell phone number. Da-da-da-da. Here's the package. Where's it going? Mel Kiper. Oh, look, there's Mel's name. Boom. That's the right address. Let's go. What's in the box? I said, come on. I mean, you know what's in the box.
Uh-oh.
What's in the box? I said, well, it's whipped cream in the box. He said, what? I said, it's whipped cream. I've sent this with you before. Well, let me check. I need to check if we can send that.
Oh, no.
I said, what do you mean? You got to check if we can send that. I see. You see his name right here.
What's in the box?
I send Mel whipped cream like around this time, you know, once every couple weeks. I got to make a phone call.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's on the phone, and I can tell by his face that he's going to be a problem with this.
Oh, no.
Tells me, no, we can't send it.
Why?
Because it's hazardous materials.
Whipped cream?
Yeah, whipped cream in the canisters. Hazardous. I said, but I've already sent it like four or five times.
I've sent it like 700 times.
Right. And I was like, I think I sent it with you. And he's like, nope, can't do it.
Wait, so that's not it?
No, that's not it. Of course that's not it.
So now you have to find another place.
Now I have to trek to another place.
Luckily for us. Has that happened?
Never. This has never happened to me before.
No. Has that other place happened yet?
Oh, did it happen?
Yeah.
I took extra time, made Nana Ginny wait extra, and I went and found another place. And luckily for us, big fan of the show, boom, whipped cream gone.
When did it go out?
He's already got it.
He got it.
Oh, he's got it.
Oh, yeah. No wonder. Yeah. Eight o'clock. Not he'll join us in the 8 o'clock, the 9 o'clock. He'll join Greeny's show. He'll join every show you want.
Oh, this will be the best draft week he's ever had in his life.
So he's got 15 in hand.
15 ice cold cans.
This is beautiful.
Ice cold.
This is beautiful. So yeah, RJ, you go asking whatever you want this week. We want a Monday, Thursday, Friday, Monday.
Hmm.
What do you mean, No, he'll do it.
Yeah, what does that mean,
Well, we're a show of honesty here, yes?
I don't like the sound of this at all.
You know what RJ's like. He's like the guy at the post office now. Go ahead.
Yeah, right.
What?
This is not my doing, though.
Oh, no.
Whose show's he going on?
No one yet. But here's where we stand with that. And there's a lot of things to get to. I didn't know we were going to lead with this, but here we go.
I didn't know we were going to lead with it either. I didn't know there was going to be a holdup with the whipped cream, and I didn't realize that now you were going to have bad news.
So, time for an honesty.
And
broken.
I don't have bananas.
No bananas. Whose fault is that?
Nobody's fault, really.
So
I'll tell you what happened.
All right, go ahead.
So I typically park on the street. Today I had to park in the lot, and it's way away from the banana guy, and I didn't have time to stop for bananas.
We're all starving in here.
Tell me about it. Go ahead, RJ.
So reached out to Mel. Today lined up. Great. Talked about later in the week. This is over the weekend. This isn't like just now. Got on his radar, said, hey, Mel, what are you thinking? Thursday, Friday, you know, what can we do? So he says, I typically don't do hits Thursday or Friday morning.
Right. You know what else typically doesn't happen? That a man receives 15 cans of whipped cream in the mail.
So I went back and looked last year.
He definitely did at least the day of or after, guaranteed.
Yes, we keep a track of all these things. He did not join us Thursday morning, so I can give a pass there. However, he did join us Friday, and I would like him to do so once again and ask for such a thing, and he just said, it's going to be tough.
Oh. Did you respond with last year you joined us on Friday?
So I did not bring that up explicitly. However, I did point out, hope you're enjoying the cans of whipped cream. Rick went to a lot of trouble. Uh-huh. That's all out there.
Grandmother had to wait extra time for him because of the whipped cream.
That's all out there and on Mel's docket right in front of him. So the Fridays where we're hung up, and I feel bad delivering this news to you here and now. I don't feel it's the place, but here we are.
And how about next Monday? Is that locked away?
I think that's doable, but once we got hung up on the Friday, it was tough to move past.
All right, we'll talk to him later. He's joining us at 8 o'clock this morning. By the way, this portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Here's what we need from you guys today, because there's so much going on. Yankees, tough weekend. Mets, great road trip. Didn't end on a high note, but 7-3, you'll take that. Islanders on the brink.
Yuck.
Nets are done. Rangers, tough loss on Saturday night. I was at that game. Saw Raymond. Alex was heckling opposing fans. But we start with the Knicks. And here's what we need from you guys. 1-800-919-3776. Rick, What a Knicks weekend. And listen, there's times when I'm wrong. I had a feeling this was going to happen. I don't think Cleveland is better than the Knicks, and Madison Square Garden was too much for the Cavaliers, and the Knicks beat them and beat them pretty soundly two straight games.
Yeah, two straight games. I mean, especially that first game, the defense. But I mean, I was, and again, I mean, this is the beauty of the playoffs. You never know what's going to happen. Is you do your best before the series to kind of look through the matchup and decide, you know, which team you like better. I mean, this is a 4-5 series. This is going to be, I mean, you'd think it would be a closely contested series. But, I mean, the one variable that I thought when we picked the series was something you could kind of just rely on for the Cavs was going to be Donovan Mitchell. And, I mean, especially yesterday, Donovan Mitchell
was terrible.
Was not good.
No, he was terrible. Could you imagine what the reaction of the New York fan would be if Donovan Mitchell was giving you that here?
No, you understand that before the series, with Stephen A. yelling and everyone else talking about it, we went over what the worst-case scenario would be in the series and what the best-case scenario would be in the series. Worst-case scenario would be R.J. Barrett stinks, Donovan Mitchell's awesome, and the Cavs destroy you. Best-case scenario would be you hold Donovan Mitchell in check and R.J. Barrett's great and you win the series. And outside of those first two games, and I know they were not good games. R.J. Barrett had the first two games of the series, but since they got home, he's been great. He's been awesome, and Donovan Mitchell has not.
That is 100% accurate. And the fans at the Garden have been. I can't even believe that it's to this level, right? I mean, Mitchell Robinson has been great. Josh Hart is wonderful.
Awesome.
Brunson has been great. Remember when we said they need guys besides Brunson and Randall to step up. Now, Randall has been, in these two games in the Garden, has been awful, right? He's been awful. If I would have told you that the Knicks would win both games at the Garden, be up 3-1 on the verge of moving on, and you would say that Julius Randle had been just unplayable, really. They couldn't even play him in the fourth quarter of the game yesterday. You would have never, ever believed that. But that's where we are. And you know why? Because Josh Hart and R.J. Barrett and Jalen Brunson. It doesn't really matter, Rick. And Robinson's been so good on the glass. And they've crushed them on the glass. It doesn't matter what three guys really step up as long as you get three. And the Knicks have had three-plus guys step up in every game. That's well, out of, I guess, game two.
Right. Even Obi yesterday had the 8 rebounds. It gave you good quality minutes.
It was good. He closed down the stretch.
Right. Well, Randall didn't play in the fourth quarter.
We couldn't. He was awful yesterday.
Yeah, he's clearly, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's got to be compromised a little bit with the ankle. Has to be.
Yeah, that ankle injury has kind of gone away pretty quickly, though, hasn't it?
What do you mean? Has
the conversation about it.
Right. But, I mean, Tibbs brought it up after the game yesterday. Like, I mean, it's definitely something he's dealing with. But, I mean, to your point, I mean, you've had Brunson step up, Hart step up. I mean, I guess there's something to be said, too, about, I mean, you saw what happened in game two where, I mean, Garland had that awesome first half and LeVert was really good. Like, role players play better at home. And since we got to New York, like, our secondary guys, R.J. Barrett in particular, he's not a secondary guy, but after what he looked like in the first two games, has been great in these two games. And Josh Hart, bottom line, is just built for playoff basketball.
He's amazing. What a steal he's been, huh?
Dude, he's been all of them, though. I mean, you mentioned Hartenstein, too.
Hartenstein's been excellent. But, I mean, he actually was funny because he was closing. I guess Robinson came in at the very end. But Hartenstein got most of the run in the second half of that game yesterday.
Because he's been that good. I mean, you mentioned the rebounds, too. The Knicks had 17 offensive rebounds to Cleveland 7 yesterday. Like, I mean, you held a team. You held, in today's NBA, you held a team to less than 80 points in a playoff game.
Right, which is unbelievable. It's the only time all regular season or postseason, so the entire year, that a team has not gotten to 80 points in a single game.
That's unheard of. It's unheard of. That place was, I'm happy you went. That place was just.
Well, I didn't go to the Knicks. I went to the Rangers on Saturday.
Oh, you went to the Rangers. But you could see, I'm sure the Rangers game was crazy too. But
I think the Knicks were crazier. Well, I think with the Knicks, I think there's like a desperation. The Rangers were up 2-0, so I don't think there was that same desperation for the. I think the Rangers game will be a little nuttier tonight, I would guess.
Oh, yeah, it would have to be. You can't drop both at home.
No.
Cannot.
No. And Grasso with his, it's over nonsense on Friday.
Oh, why do people insist on doing that?
I don't know,
man?
But I got very annoyed.
The playoffs is such a roller coaster, dude. I mean, just relax. Every game is its own entity.
People can't relax. You know this. One thing happens, one game happens, they lose their minds, they're so excited, they can't relax.
It's because Gross is a Devils fan, too. I mean, he's trying to do the reverse psychology thing.
Well, it worked on Saturday night.
No, you got schmitted on Saturday.
Oh, God. I don't know what this guy is.
He's good.
Clearly. He played well. It was a good game.
Yeah, he played well. Your power play wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't. I didn't think the Rangers played all that well.
Well, you mentioned it. I mean, it's like the Devils are playing for their lives. It's tough to get to that level. I mean, Rangers are going to be fine.
I think they'll be fine as well. All right, so let's get to the calls, 1-800-919-3776, and hear from the particulars with the Knicks. How about this one now? Josh Hart, MSG Network, how'd you shut down? And that's what they did yesterday, shut down Donovan Mitchell. How'd you do it? Oh, no.
It was a team effort and just trying to be physical, you know, have him seeing bodies, minimize those driving lanes and making him be forced into tough step back twos or threes. And, you know, that was kind of our game plan. And he's a heck of an offensive player. And, you know, that's all we got to do is try to force him into tough ones. If he makes it, he makes it. If not, you know, we're going.
Well, they were amazing with him yesterday. He was not good. Garland had that little run where he was really good. But outside of that, and I thought this coming into the series, I was surprised that so many people were saying Cleveland's just a considerably better team. I don't think that. I don't think Cleveland is a better team than the Knicks.
Well, they're not deeper than the Knicks. The Knicks have more depth. I think a lot of people, including myself, I just leaned on the fact that you've seen Donovan Mitchell in the playoffs and you've seen him have a lot of success in the playoffs. And I just thought at his level that, I mean, he would find a way. Didn't you think at some point here in these two games he was going to go off?
Yeah, I did.
Like, I fully expected him to have a huge night in game three or game four, and he didn't.
No, he has not. He's been very, I mean, he had the one game, what was it, game one, he was great.
Game one, he was great. Game two was the 13 assists. That
right,
was Garland's
the
game.
Facilitator.
Yeah, and then, I mean, the Knicks defensively have just been
it's smothering.
Been amazing.
It's
well, but you, dude, here's the thing, though, too, and you mentioned it. You just mentioned, I mean, you mentioned if I told you that Julius Randle wouldn't play in the fourth quarter of the game and only have 7 points, how about IQ having no points?
And Grimes not playing?
Zero. Right, he played 19 minutes at 0 points.
Right, if I would have given you a script of Grimes doesn't play, Quickley's almost unplayable, and Randle is unplayable, you say, oh, my, did we get swept? No, up 3-1 is where we are.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
RJ had a busy weekend. Did you know this was the baby shower weekend, Rick?
This was. I was talking to RJ before the show. Got some beautiful gifts.
Yeah. I saw photos.
No panini press. This is how you know no one knows RJ the way we know and love RJ.
I wouldn't know to get him a panini press.
Oh, yeah, of course you would now. Well, you missed the show. You know he's the teeny weeny panini genie. Top rated paninis in all of SUNY Brockport.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He was the panini, the master.
Right. And who doesn't love a panini?
Now, you don't have a panini maker now?
No.
Why?
I'm out of the game. I walked away.
Do you want back in or no?
Not really.
Oh, so he doesn't even want back in.
I was content with my career.
It's like when people come up, you want to play goalie still? Nope.
He doesn't want, so then maybe you don't know him as well as you think you do.
Big mention for Brockport yesterday by Jeff Van Gundy during the telecast.
Well, he's a Brockport guy, right?
Yeah, we don't get along, though, my school and his family.
What?
They fired his dad, and he doesn't talk to us anymore.
Oh, no.
He doesn't talk to the school?
No.
So why did he make mention of Brockport?
Well, he grew up there in that town.
He grew up and then attended Brockport?
Yes. His dad was coaching there. No one cares about this but us, man.
Yeah, I think people care.
He used to, the Van Gundys in a small school in upstate New York were once very close, and then they canned his dad, and they hate us.
Well, was it like a fair firing?
I'm not sure. I think that's the point of contention.
That's the crux of the issue. All right, let's get back to the Knicks. 1-800-919-3776. Tom Thibodeau on the atmosphere at the Garden for these two games.
There's nothing like the Garden. The energy that comes with the building, what it means, all that stuff. So I thought our fans brought great energy, and that's helpful. But we have the best fans, and it's the best arena to play in. So there's nothing like a big game in the Garden.
I cannot even imagine what it would be like if this team went on like a real run. Like you know, winning multiple series, going to the Eastern Conference or the NBA Finals. I saw video yesterday. They're climbing poles. They're jumping on cars for a 3-1 lead in the first round.
Go yeah, well, they can smell it.
That's crazy.
But people, the people, this is, you know this. You've been doing this long enough. I mean, you mentioned Knicks phones light up. This is a basketball town.
I saw that guy yesterday.
You saw him?
The don't
go
you regret
fighting,
that guy.
You win, you can't do it.
He's just breaks into cheer.
He's actually pretty tall. It was surprising.
Where'd you see him? Like on the street?
Outside the Garden.
That's okay, D. Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks? Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
It was him, and somehow Victor Cruz was there.
Oh, nice.
The two of them were hanging out?
No, they just happened to be in the same area.
This is where Raymond hangs out with the celebrities.
Well, he is a celebrity.
Right.
I don't even know that guy's name, but he's a celebrity.
I'm surprised they don't, when they go around Celebrity Row, it's not like Pete Davidson is here and Ben Stiller is here and Raymond Santiago is here.
I'm not shoving old men away. Stop it.
Daniel Jones got quite the, he had quite the weekend. He was at the game on Saturday, and then he was at the game yesterday on Sunday, right?
He was.
Yeah.
Both games.
And then Shane.
Dable and Shane.
Shane and Dable were there. They weren't there Sunday also, were they?
No, I didn't see them.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised you didn't run and tackle them on Saturday.
It's funny. A buddy of mine said that his son was at the game sitting next to Shane and Dable. He's like, why don't you go, you know, talk to my son, then he'll introduce you, because he's talking to Dable the entire game. I was like, I'm focusing on the Rangers now. I'm not desperate to meet Shane and Dable at this moment.
Who else was your son talking to?
Oh, my son. That was my friend's son that was down there.
You said your son was terrorizing people.
He was heckling people.
Well, because...
terrorizing these poor devil fans.
No, I don't think you're accurate with terrorizing. I don't think that's fair. What happened was, in the box next to us, there were these just loud, obnoxious devils family and these two little girls who looked like the two girls from, like the Red Rum girls from, what movie is that? The one with Jack Nicholson. The Shining, right? Remember those two twin girls in the hallway?
That's what the girls looked like?
Yeah. Right, these like redheaded girls, right? And they were just like, let's go, devil, let's go. So people started screaming at them, like, shut the bleep up.
You know. God.
And by people.
No, not Alex. Until they started like, hey, Ranger fans think. He's like, you shut up. And then he started going after them. I was like, and I told the dad, I was like, you got to keep these girls in check, please.
Oh, God.
And yeah, but he was not happy. But he was not the only one. There were grown men screaming, giving them the finger.
By grown
little
men,
girls.
By grown men, you mean?
By Dave.
No, I don't.
Wait,
I don't.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you stayed silent?
I didn't say anything. No.
It was a grown man.
And then finally Alex turns to me and goes, it's bedtime, ladies.
Whoops.
It's bedtime, ladies. All right, let's get to some of these calls. 1-800-919-3776. Alpha in Queens. Good morning, Alpha. Lead us off. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys, man. What a great day to be a Knicks fan. I had to call in, man. I love you guys' show, man, big time. But
Thank you.
I just wanted to talk about the Knicks real quick. Yes, sir. Man, coming into the season, I really didn't have crazy expectations. I was really excited with the Jalen Brunson signing, but this guy is, like, he's special, man. And this team, I've been a Knicks fan since 99, and this is probably one of the deepest teams that we've had in a long time. So I'm looking at the Eastern Conference, and I'm like, you know, I'm not going to get too excited. I think we can beat Cleveland. I think we're better overall. But
I'll tell you what, Alpha, you better beat Cleveland.
I know. We will. But I'm looking at the injuries. I'm looking at Miami. I'm looking at the Bucks. I like our chances against Boston, and I'm...
No. I don't want to do this, Alpha. Don't do this.
Don't doubt it.
Don't do this. I understand you think they're going to be Cleveland. They should be Cleveland. I believe they will beat Cleveland. Root for Miami. Now, I am a person, Rick, that never plays that game. If I'm going to root for this team to hope to play this team, I don't do that. But that's clear as the day is long. You want Miami to beat Milwaukee... Because, A, they're not nearly as good. B, you have home court.
Right. And this is one of the times, and you know how much I hate the whole bracket system in the playoffs,
right.
But that you're happy that it actually exists.
Right. But Miami smoked him in game three. Game four is tonight. Do we know if Giannis is going to play in this game?
I think he did some work. No, we don't know for a fact. He did some work with coaches. I don't know what his availability for tonight is.
At a minimum, he's hobbled, and that's going to be an extended series. At a minimum.
Yes. Yeah. And listen, I don't know what's happening with Joel Embiid's knee and everything else, but I mean, it's playing a, even if the Bucks get through and Giannis is compromised as opposed to a fully loaded Celtics or Sixers team is better.
Absolutely. But there's a real chance it could be Miami.
Right, of course.
Which would be just amazing. Juan in Bethlehem. Juan, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to say it's really exciting being a Knicks fan this time around. And I don't know if you guys think that RJ, the way he has played in this last two games, does it have any correlation to what's this guy's name that got benched?
Julius Randle?
Like this, yes. So Randle has been playing poorly. RJ showed up. Does it have any correlation? So, because we have had this conversation that he has stopped his development. So I don't know what you guys think about that.
No, I don't think there's a correlation. Because, I mean, Randle was playing poorly when RJ was playing well. They've been on the court a bunch together. I just think that either Randle, I mean, he hasn't shot well. He settles for a lot of really bad shots. And then RJ has been very, very aggressive taking the ball to the basket.
And that's when he's at his best.
100%.
And he was actually, I mean, outside of his three-point shooting, which is just not good, period. I mean, 9 of 18 from the field. I mean, that's with 0 for 6 from 3. I mean, that's efficient. It's an efficient 26
points. So he was 9 of 12 from two-point range?
9 of 12 from two-point range and had 13 free throw attempts. So I'd like to see him make more than 8, but...
How many free throws did the Knicks miss yesterday? It must have been a bundle, right?
The Knicks were, they lost 10, they missed 10. They were 18 to 28.
That's awful.
That's not great.
No, that's, but you know what? Fortunately, it didn't affect them. So we move on, up 3-1. Now, of course, we have to have, you know, the 2 days off, because God forbid you have 1 day off and you travel. So now what? Game 5 is Wednesday, game 6 is Friday, is that right?
Yeah, the next game is Wednesday.
Yep. All right. So hopefully the Knicks are ready to roll in that one, close this series up in Cleveland, if not come home and take care of business on Friday at the Garden.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I think Santiago is exhausted right now.
Really? Raymond, was it a long... exhausting weekend for you?
Still going.
Still. Well, no, the weekend is over.
The weekend never started for me.
The weekend is over. Oh, please.
He doesn't have a weekend.
Please. Look at what you do. I mean, you're trapped in the Garden for Knicks and Rangers home playoff games. This is not the worst job in the world.
I say this all the time. But
yeah, he loves doing it, but it doesn't mean that
doesn't
he doesn't
mean
also...
it's not hard.
Right, he doesn't enjoy sleep. I mean, the man scalded his face off with ribs fresh off the grill because he was in such a rush the other day.
What happened?
I ate in a hurry, and I had a similar situation to Rick. I may have burned my mouth a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
You were eating Garden ribs?
No.
Garden ribs? He was eating ribs at his home.
I made them myself.
Oh, you made your own ribs?
Yes, I was running late, and so I didn't wait for them to cool down. I regretted it.
So you burned your mouth?
A little bit.
Did you suck on an ice cube?
No, didn't have time.
Didn't have time for an ice cube?
No.
Maybe, Raymond, you shouldn't have made the ribs.
Right, if you had a beautiful woman at home.
Maybe I shouldn't have. Hindsight is 20/20.
Well, I'm sure they were delicious, though, no?
Oh, yeah, they were great.
Right.
Beautiful ribs.
Beautiful.
Now,
like pizza.
Why are we not playing Knicks music, though? Little Go New York, Go New York, Go? Nothing from you?
I thought that was low-hanging fruit.
Really?
I mean, I like it. I had it in the deck, but...
I like it.
Yeah, we're not doing hack radio. The series isn't over yet, all right? Relax.
Who's I don't understand. Who said anything about the series being over?
No, we'll play all the Knicks music that you want once we wrap up the series.
No, because then you'll be like, oh, we have another series coming up. Why? You have to enjoy the journey.
I don't enjoy the journey. Oh, I'm enjoying it. I enjoy all sorts of journeys. I ate pizza twice this weekend. I'm enjoying journeys.
Well, the pizza would have been better with the appropriate music, as would the Knicks victories.
I should have brought some home. You're right. Because then I could have enjoyed it during the breaks.
And then you could let it cool to an appropriate temperature.
Listen, there was a lot of kids. The pizza looked delicious. It was a mistake. What do you want me to tell you?
I understand. But here's my question for you.
You sound like the Knicks fans complaining about Randle. You're just looking for things to complain about.
Here's my question for you. Did you take a bite, realize it was too hot, and then take a second bite where it was still too hot?
No. The bite that I took had so much liquid, hot lava.
Magma!
Magma cheese on it that it hit the roof of my mouth and instantly destroyed it.
Is it, you have dangling roof skin now?
Yes. I think it's a blister up there. I'm having a hard time speaking. It's bad.
I can tell.
It's not good, but it was worth it. Pizza was delicious. Kids won a championship. Milo got a shutout in the final game, and the championship game was great.
All right, let's get to the calls, because I think people have had enough of your pizza mouth. 1-800-919-3776.
You're a bad guy.
I'm not a bad guy.
Joel, I wish you were a better friend.
I'm a great friend. Joel, did I check on your back this weekend?
You did. That was very nice.
Joel in the car. Joel, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. We're excited to be on. This is Joel and Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
We just wanted to call because we just really wanted to highlight how we know RJ's been like an X factor the last two games, but we really want somebody to talk about how good Mitchell and Hartenstein have been in this series and how dominant they've been. Hartenstein, the last 2 months of the season, he's probably one of the best backup centers in the NBA outside of like maybe Bobby Portis in Milwaukee. And we really want to see them get their roses. I know we're only up 3-1. We got one more to go. I think we've tried to do that,
Joel. I don't know if you and Lauren were listening to the start of the show, but I talked about Robinson and his dominance, and Rick brought up Hartenstein. They've both been sensational.
Absolutely. That's the main reason we wanted to call and just highlight that some more. We listen to you guys every morning driving in from Jersey Shore. We're teachers in Staten Island.
You guys drive from the Jersey Shore to all the way to Staten Island, huh?
Yeah, but listen, with the last day of school, when we drive over the bridge, it's like a 2-month vacation, so we don't complain.
There you go. Well, have a great day. Teach those children well. 1-800-919-3776. No, I mean, listen, the guys that have been really good. Brunson's been phenomenal. RJ was terrific these two games. Hart has been awesome. That, the one play that rings true to me this series so far.
I know what it is.
Of course you know what it is, because you know me, because you're smart. It's that three-pointer from Josh Hart in game one.
Yep, the hobbled three after Jaren Allen takes the lead with that tip back. Yep.
Because you lose that game, and I don't know that you're winning this series.
Oh, it's a different series, especially with what happened in game two. Now you have a commanding 3-1 lead as opposed to having it tied at two.
That's right. And who knows if you have the same energy? I mean, I'm sure you have the same energy from the crowd, but that a loss there and a loss in game two, and you could be down a very different path right now.
Right, but there was still, the fact that you split was great. But still, we all know how pivotal a game three is in a series. And for them to come out and play defensively the way they played in game three, holding to 79 points is amazing.
Didn't game three remind you of like 90s Knicks?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not what the NBA is supposed to be now, but
I like it. I don't know if you do, and I don't know if the fans do, but I like it.
Oh, I think New York fans like it. I think they crave a team like this.
Like Josh Hart is a guy that you could have put on like the 97 Knicks and would have fit right in.
Dude, he has, first of all, his basketball IQ is terrific. Like, his ability to rebound the ball, like the offensive rebound he had yesterday where he kicked it out to Brunson for that three. Like the guy, he has the perfect mentality. He's a guy that every coach, regardless of sport, his mentality, how he plays, he does all the right things, all the dirty work is what every coach is looking for on a team that's trying to win. And now you throw him in the starting lineup and he ends up giving you 19 points. He's great, man.
He's a good defender. He can shoot the ball, right? I mean, he rebounds. He can pass the ball. Like, there's really no weakness in his game.
No, there's no weakness in his game. And, on top of that, he kind of, energy-wise, helps to set the tone. Like, as hard as we were on Leon Rose with some of those initial moves, Kemba and
Fournier was, oof.
Yeah, they were bad moves. I mean, this offseason for him, bringing in Brunson and Hartenstein and the trade for Josh Hart, whew.
Big-time stuff, right?
Big time stuff.
You know, it's a testament to the Knicks bench as well, because Grimes couldn't even play. Randall was unplayable, and you still had plenty of depth to be able to get through and buy in that game.
Yeah, plenty of depth because, let's face it. Cleveland, if Donovan Mitchell isn't clearly the best player on the floor, then they're going to struggle. They don't have the same kind of depth. They don't.
No.
And the fact that Donovan Mitchell had 2 points in the second half.
And they were late, too.
Yeah, like I did not see this. I thought for sure that the Garden would be a place that he would rise up and just play out of his mind.
But it's a tough place to play. Dan in Queens. Good morning, Dan. You're next up on 98.7. What's up, buddy?
Two things. First thing is this whole run started when Grimes went out. I do think he's a great player, but Hart got installed into the starting lineup. And for Randall, against the Cavs, I think the series over. We don't really need Randall. Cleveland is small, but the next series, forget about it. Playing Milwaukee without Randall, he's got to be the best player, the number one. I know Brunson's doing
amazing. He's not going to be the number one. I'm sorry. In my mind, and I thought this for a lot of the time down the stretch of the season, it's more entrenched in my mindset now. This is Jalen Brunson's team.
I agree against Cleveland Cavaliers. You think he's going to do this against a Boston team? You think he's going to do this against the Milwaukee Bucks? He will look completely different.
But he runs. I think Dave's point is, Dan, is we appreciate the phone calls, that Brunson is responsible for running the offense. Of course you're going to need Julius. I mean, it's 25 and 10. Like, of course you're going to need that. But right now, I mean, for whatever reason, he's, I mean, physically he's compromised. And, I mean, to your other point, I think Quentin Grimes is, or was when you saw him, a little overwhelmed with playoff basketball. And Josh Hart is not.
That's right. But you know what the amazing thing is? And Josh Hart has never played playoff basketball before.
Yeah, but it doesn't change for him. It's just like
basketball for him.
Well, it's not even basketball. It's a style of basketball that he probably prefers, where he's at his best. Like, it fits his skill set better. If referees aren't calling ticky-tack fouls and they let guys actually play, then it's more physical. That probably plays more to his strengths. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, the game is more built for him.
Yeah, he's a rough and tough and, you know, grinded out kind of a player. But still, Grimes had a lot of open shots in this series and hasn't made anything.
Yeah, I just think that there's something to be said about experience and guys being able to kind of slow things down when you understand how much more intense the games are. I mean, how much more important the games are. I told you, man, I tell you stories all the time about playoffs, like how it changes some guys. Like, guys will be like, I remember the first game we played in the playoffs, that we all had this conversation, like, okay, it's the playoffs, we get it, but let's make sure we try to keep our same routines. Let's not make this bigger than it has to be. And you have guys that would show up like 2 minutes before they were supposed to, now like 3.5 hours before the game, and we're like, this isn't what we talked about. This is not, why are you here right now? Well, I'm so excited. We're like, yeah, but this is the point. You're supposed to make it like a regular game.
A lot of guys can't. Let's go to Rob in the Bronx. Hey, Rob, you're next up, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good morning, man.
How are you, bud?
Listen, Ray, you are playing Knicks music. I'm from the Bronx. I get what you did there with Santana's Town. I like that little dip set in there. Knicks Town. But I just wanted to say, I thought the Knicks were going to blow it when I saw Garland come out in the second half the way that he did, and I thought Mitchell would catch fire in the second half. But that defense is insane. They play great defense. The backups is playing. RJ's finally showing up. RJ Barrett, that is, not you, RJ, at the baby shower. And I just thought that it was really impressive to see again like they were the last time. And the defense is going to get them past this series, I believe. But, again, like you said, against Milwaukee, against other teams, Julius is going to have to play a little bit better. And Brunson, I think, will get smothered a little more. So I think you'll see some more team effort. And I can't wait. I can't wait, guys. I just wanted to say that.
This is awesome. I mean, this is absolutely, you see why there's this mindset of why winning in New York is so different and so special. Because you're doing really well in round one. In round one, and people are losing their minds.
Right, but I mean, you also understand, too, that, I mean, I just saw a graphic this morning that, you know, playoff series won in the last 20 years. The Knicks have won one playoff series in the last 20 years.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, it's, yeah, get excited.
You should be excited.
You have to be excited. And this, again, you never know what's going to happen in the playoffs.
Look at Milwaukee.
Right, it seemed daunting. Like, okay, Milwaukee's going to run through the heat. I mean, Giannis is the best player in basketball. We got no chance. Now, all of a sudden, Giannis is compromised. They may lose that series, and you may actually benefit because you're going to get the heat in the second round.
Would be unbelievable. Would really? I mean, I hate to look ahead. If the Knicks
don't.
If can I say something though?
Yes, don't jinx anything, please.
If the Knicks got the heat in the second round, would you not love your chances to win that series?
Yes.
Okay. Can I say that without being yelled at? Is that fair?
No, I think that was just a really intelligent observation.
Thank you, Justin in Queens. Hi, Justin. You're on 98.7.
What's up, guys? Listen, Randall's got to go. If he doesn't show up next game, he might as well just trade him.
Justin, you're in the middle of the postseason. Where is he going
to
go?
Listen to me if you let me finish.
Go ahead.
I said if he doesn't show up next game, he's going to get fried here, because that performance yesterday was inexcusable. And thank God we got Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson, because 7 points and 2 rebounds – it was atrocious. I couldn't believe, and I was so glad Thibodeau glued him to the bench. Finally, RJ showed up, Hart showed up, Brunson did his thing, and we got to watch that crap from him. And people wonder why, you know, the Knicks fans don't like Randall. It's because of this crap.
But listen, I'm not a Randall guy either, but why are you so freaking negative, Justin?
But Justin,
what good is a sports car if you got to go somewhere, it doesn't start?
Well, but your sports car is playing on a half-flat tire.
He doesn't show up.
What do you mean he didn't show up? Do you understand how hard it must have been? And for all the people that call and criticize Tibbs, We all, you understand how much Tibbs loves and respects Julius Randle. So for Tibbs to actually sit him on the bench for the entire fourth quarter, because all that matters right now is putting the best five out so you can win. I mean, you should have tons of respect for that decision. But on top of that, this is why what you just said, why you hate Julius Randle, is why Julius Randle acted the way he acted last season with the fans.
But why is today the day, Justin?
It's not.
Of all days, you're going to call up and freak out about Julius Randle. Did the Knicks not win that game convincingly? Did they not win Friday night convincingly? Why are you acting like this today?
You know why I'm acting like this?
No.
Because like the last caller said, next series, first of all, Jrue Holiday is going to swallow up Brunson. You're going to need Julius Randle. The Cavs are easier than Milwaukee. What is he going to do against Milwaukee if he can't do this against the Cavs? We need...
Oh, my God.
And
I'm done with him.
Justin, Milwaukee's still got to get by Miami.
Can we enjoy the moment ever?
Julius Randle is so polarizing, man.
I'm not someone that likes him all that much. But I have to say this. You got to speak to the media yesterday.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
You have to. I'm sorry.
I don't disagree with that.
You have to. Your team won. Be a good teammate. Take the mic. You know, it sucks. I'm not happy with my performance, but you know what? Overall, I'm happy with the we got the win and we'll move on.
But you know what?
You can't run out of there without talking to the media yesterday.
Here's the thing, though. I'm sure he was excited that they won. I don't know, and now I can't get in his head. I'm not sure he wanted to stand in front of a microphone to start making excuses for himself.
So what? But why did he have to make excuses?
Well, because I think in his mind, like, you're right, probably, you know, just you suck it up. Happy that we won. I wasn't great. Whatever. But I think there's probably a piece of him, too, that wants to explain why he wasn't very good. And explain why, like, what he's dealing with. Like, the ankle's not great, and he doesn't want to stand in front of a microphone to start making excuses.
Yeah, but I think you have to stand in front of the microphone.
No, I know, but the problem with this is he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. This is the problem that athletes sometimes have, is because the fan doesn't see the amount of work, doesn't know how bad the ankle is, that he's playing through injury. I get it, like Derek Jeter used to say it, if I'm out there, I'm good enough to play. But you also got to understand, like, if I'm playing at 70%, you're not going to get the same version.
Yeah, listen, you're not wrong.
I understand
wrong.
Both sides. I agree with
you. But I think you owe it to your teammates. You owe it to the fan base. You owe it to the media. When things are great, you talk. When things are bad, and even though they're bad, you guys convincingly won two games and lead 3-1 in the series. You should be talking.
I understand what you're saying, but you also, I mean, we take phone calls on this every single day. You understand that there's a large percentage of the fan base that does not like him.
I get it.
So I'm sure when he gets asked the question, what happened tonight, there's a piece of him that wants to explain, listen, like my ankle's messed up here.
All right, so why would that be so awful?
Well, because he probably doesn't want to make excuses
All right,
for
maybe
it.
Not, but I think sitting there and saying my ankle is really bad is better than saying nothing, than just running out of the building before you even talk to the media.
He thought it was better not to speak to the media. I think it's part of the job. I mean, you get paid a bunch of money. I mean, there's an expectation that you speak to the media, but... Listen, I don't think today needs to be the day that we talk about and we focus on stuff like that.
Well, no, I'm just saying I thought he should have talked to the media yesterday, especially being that they won the game. Here is Thibodeau on the benching of Julius Randle.
Look, Julius is our horse. He's given us everything that he has. A lot of guys probably wouldn't even be playing. So I knew that with the quick turnaround probably impact him more than most players. He was out an extended amount of time. We got multiple days here before the next game. He'll get a chance to get some recovery time, but I think that's a big part of it. But the thing I love about him is he gives you everything he has.
He gives you everything he has, and I have a feeling before it's said and done, you're going to get something out of Julius Randle.
Yeah, but I mean, for the time being, you got guys that have stepped up. This was such an important, or still is because it's not over yet, but this was such an important series for R.J. Barrett, especially after what happened in the first two games.
And he's
step
been
up the way.
Awesome in three
that's
and four.
Really been, for me, that's really been the biggest part of the story of the last two games, was how well he's played and how well he stepped up.
I can't believe it was 9 of 12 from 2. And he had one, remember that 1-3 that went in, rattled around and came out?
Yeah, but you can tell, like, you just see how much more aggressive he's being right now. Like, he's not, I mean, he's playing
real good basketball.
Like he's making a decision, and that's his first decision he's going with, as opposed to kind of being hesitant. But they need him right now, man. I mean, especially with Julius.
Well, you're not getting anything from Randle. Of course they need him.
Well, yeah, I didn't get any scoring yesterday from IQ.
I know. And Grimes isn't even playing. McBride played well.
Yeah, everybody, listen, Obi played well. Hartenstein played well. McBride, like, everyone chipped in. But, I mean, two of the guys, the guy who probably, I mean, He was a finalist for Sixth Man of the Year. I mean, you could make a really good argument that he should have won it. I mean, he gives you 0 points, and your All-Star gave you 7.
Right. And Grimes didn't play. And they still won, and they won convincingly. You want to hang with our show at Citi Field? Here's the particulars. If you didn't hear about this yet, oh, it's a big deal. Thursday, June 1, well, you can do that. We'll start our day broadcasting live from Public Inns in Manhasset from 6 to 10. Then we hit the Citi Field parking lot for a tailgate starting at 11, all leading into the game at 1 o'clock against the Philadelphia Phillies. So spend the day with us on Thursday, June 1, starting at Public Inns in Manhasset. Then you head right over to Citi Field for the DPH on Rothenberg tailgate with all sorts of giveaways and prizes. We're headed to the game, and we are sitting in section 128. So get your tickets and hang with us all day long, courtesy of 98.7 ESPN. Are you excited for this yet?
I am. I'm telling everybody about it.
You got to come hang out.
Well, first of all, the place that we're doing the live show from is beautiful.
I've never been there.
Yeah, it's great. Beautiful spot, Manhasset, nice little town. And then you walk right over to the train. We got a good game. Hopefully it's a beautiful day. I'm trying to take care of the particulars with the food and stuff at the tailgate. It's going to be awesome.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.